Steve Perkel is a lifelong resident of the city of Negaunee. I'm probably been on the councils, well, got on about 30 years ago originally. I've been off and on ever since. Got a lot of experience. I've been out there, went to Negaunee schools, worked in the mines. I'm retired from the Empire right now. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm still active in, aside from being on the council, I'm active in community affairs.
And running for a look at getting reelected to the council, just in that standpoint, what was it that made you get motivated to get involved in the political process in Negaunee in the first place?
Back 30 years ago, it was just to try to make a change and try to have an input into it. You know, everybody complains, you got to, somebody, you step up and put your time where your mouth is.
Mm-hmm. What do you feel are the big issues right now that are facing the city?
Our lack of our finances are dropping, as are our population, and we're going to have to make some tough decisions, even including this Thursday, when we got a budget session as to where the money's being spent. It's your case of your priorities, and not that anything's not important, but it's what's most important.
How do you look at that in terms of finding the priorities? Some people that are involved in particular in this election right now are saying that some of the financial decisions have been going in directions they don't agree with. Now, you're a member of the council. You've made some of these decisions. Hmm. How do you find that balance? What criteria do you use when you look at these various issues facing the finances?
Well, public safety has always been number one, as well as roads. And I think one of the main issues people don't like is what we did on the, some people don't like, is on the wastewater. But that goes along with what I want. I've been trying to get rates under control in the city of Negaunee, because that's one of the reasons we have trouble attracting people, is our high utility rates.
What is it that you feel has been done well by the council that you've been a part of?
Well, the council has made efforts towards trying to balance the utility rates, in the past couple of years, including trying to get people to see Negaunee. Mm. Yeah.
Do you feel that right now, with the climate that there is in Michigan, with the financial issues, revenue sharing being cut, that, you know, the revenues on the city level, the challenges that is presented by that, how do you feel you're going to address that if you're reelected to the council with the next time around?
Well, the challenges are going to get tougher as we go along. You know, as far as making trying to get the budgets, if we can get our cable utility going, that will help, you know, the people, help maintain some of our services, because that's a profit-making, should be a profit-making system. If it goes down, we're going to have to make more cuts. And that's one struggle that we're having right now, is people don't want to subscribe, but the money goes right back to them in the form of better services, police and recreation, and, you know, snow removal.
Some current critics of the council are saying that the issue that seems to come up is infrastructure versus, the term is parks or green spaces and whatnot, with some of the decisions that has been made by the council. How do you answer the critics that say that they think they're going in the wrong direction?
Well, the last couple of meetings, I think I've shown myself, you know, I've pushed for the police department, and, you know, I've provided sources for money. I don't believe in necessarily cutting anything, including that, but I don't see expanding any system right now, because we just don't have the money, and it's going to get worse.
If you are reelected to the council, what are some of the things that you'd consider looking at in terms of trying to develop more revenue for the city?
Well, one thing I brought up at the last meeting was actually lowering the rates for the water utility. Because by lowering, our water rates are high, and right now, the more higher we raise them, our revenues actually decrease. And by lowering our revenues, our rates, we may actually bring people into town and get into water utility and getting more people to use that. We get more people in the town, our tax base builds up, and they use other utilities, you know, an electric utility and everything else, and that helps our city.
In terms of other things, in terms of business development, maybe some of the tourism development, what options would you look at there?
There is a plan out there, and I've been looking into it since I talked with a businessman in Negaunee called the Michigan Historical District. And I want to check first to see if the state still hasn't implemented with their cuts, but that might be a way, because it gives tax credits to people who make improvements in the historical buildings within that district. Mm-hmm. And that might be a way of getting money into the town, into the community, without actually spending city tax dollars on it.
Obviously, you've been involved with the political scene in Negaunee. I know a lot of people know you. If they want to find out more about you and your candidacy, how would they do that?
They just contact me personally. that'll see me around.
In the phone book and whatnot and ready to be found. As we always like to wrap up with all the candidates that we have, we give the opportunity to, I say, make the pitch. What's the pitch to vote for you?
Well, the pitch is that I've got the experience. I've shown a history of trying to keep our utility rates low and to try to maintain our services in the best possible manner. And I've also had innovative ideas as far as to make the payment of these rates, including garbage, more fair to people. I was one of the first in the county to even initiate the volume rate, to try to get the volume rate initiated into the city of Nagani. I'm still for that. I just hope the people get out and vote, and I hope they, like I said, I think I've done a good job.
I guess that would be a question from the perspective of being involved with the process in Nagani for this long. It seems like there's a lot of passions that are stirred up right now. Is it kind of unprecedented, or has it been there over the years? What have you seen?
It happens over the years. People will get excited over certain select issues, but they got to remember that the issues of today aren't the issues of tomorrow. You got to go on what the person's done, his history for doing it. You know, look at their background, because what happens today is just today's issue. You're going to see something else different tomorrow, and how is he going to react? You've got to look into his character and everything else as to how the type of individual and where he stood in the past.